Distorted View Daily proudly presents Christian Bale versus Peter Haskett.
What the fuck are you doing?
Shut up, little man.
No! No! Don't shut me up!
Nobody asked you to say anything.
Do I fucking walk around and rip that? No, shut the fuck up!
Shut up, little man. I got a decent dinner ready.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Nothing happened with the dinner. Because you crucified it. You ruined it.
I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it?
God damn you.
You're unbelievable, man. You're unfucking believable.
Shut up, little man.
I want to fucking kick your fucking ass. You don't shut up for a second, all right?
I really don't want to hurt you now.
What the fuck is it with you?
Then shut your fucking mouth.
No! Don't shut me up.
I smell like a human being. You smell like a fucking dog. You are a dog.
Seriously, man, you and me, we're fucking done.
I took a bath today. You ain't took a bath in 3 days. You're the biggest fucking piece of shit.
Fucking ass.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose is up in my home.
It's only the milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, Precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch. Bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Stupid the James Hudson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. I have got a great program for you. What is today? The 12th. So it's been approximately, 48 hours or something since Ted Williams, the golden-voiced hobo, rose to fame and is now about to crash and burn. This news could not please me more because I am a horrible person and I hate uplifting stories. I talked about this on, an extended episode or maybe the Thursday Sideshow exclusive program. I don't really recall, but I was saying, it pained me to tell you guys this story about Ted Williams. And the reason why I even brought it up was because he's this homeless guy who would stand at the off-ramp of the highway where I used to live. Right, I used to live at that exit, and there's a Columbus connection there or whatever, and listeners were emailing me telling me that I should contact this guy and give him a few bucks and have him do some voiceover work. It didn't take long, like 24 hours later, he was getting offers from the Cleveland Cavaliers, getting offers for jobs and houses. He's the voice of Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. I'm sorry, Kraft Cheese and Macaroni. It is, after all, the cheesiest. Just like Ted's dirty, unwashed, homeless guy dick, I'm sure. By the way, I love that he's the official voice of macaroni and cheese. It's the food of poor people. Ting! So, I don't know if I mentioned this. I'm sure we were all thinking it when this story first broke, but, you know, he's homeless. And he's homeless because he became an alcoholic and a drug addict. So, it's not inconceivable to think that once this dude starts getting a little bit of money, some of it might go back into the crack pipe. Everyone was just caught up in the feel-goodery of this story. Sometimes it's hard to remember that even victims can be assholes. That is a line from Michael Ian Black. Remember, I interviewed him. He had a stand-up CD and was talking about an audience he was performing for in New Orleans, right? And they were just an awful audience, even though they went through this tragedy. So yes, even people with sad, sad stories can be total fucking dicks. I just love that, you know, this guy has been in the spotlight for, you know, a day or two, and it's too much for him. He's already cracking. Christ. Anyways, here is what Entertainment Tonight is reporting.
Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, detained by the LAPD. Tonight, Ted tells us how he went from homeless to Hollywood to handcuffed.
He's already visiting the Los Angeles jail.
Ted, what happened? What happened, Ted?
It is a heartbreaking turn in the story that has captivated the nation. Just before midnight last night, Ted leaving the L.A. police station, the new video obtained by E.T.
Doing okay?
He's saying that his daughter hit him, and then I guess the person he's with, he now has people. He has an entourage now. Says it's just a misunderstanding.
It's just a misunderstanding.
No arrests were made, but here's what happened. Around 9 p.m. last night, cops responded to a disturbance for an alleged yelling altercation between Ted and his 29-year-old daughter, Janae. In a new interview, Ted says it was a family gathering that got out of control.
I wanted to bring it to a close by just saying, you know, shut the hell up and let me talk to your mother. When that was said out of my mouth, my daughter exploded, just erupted into this jump up in my face type thing. Fists got the flying, none of which were mine. None of which were mine. But they were escalating to that point where it could have gotten really ugly.
I mean, so you can tell this guy has had lots of family problems in the past. They're now resurfacing.
And so in the process,
there's your fucking golden boy.
Of doing that, I got scratched on my face and my nose, the bridge of my nose, or the nostril part of my nose was, you know, just scarred.
Daughter Janae tells her side.
And he was like, will you shut and I stood up out of my chair and I said, who are you talking to?
She was screaming, I'm going to sell this story. You know, you don't have to worry about it, but, you know, I'm going to sell this story.
He said, you fat. When he says that,
calling his daughter a fat bitch. Angry.
You think you've got bad press now, you know, she was screaming all of these things, and I'm thinking, oh, Lord, I truly expected the cops to show up a lot sooner.
Janae also claims Ted has relapsed under the pressure of his new life.
His new life is 2 days old, for Christ's sakes. He really has a problem. This guy's a mess.
He has consumed at least a bottle of Grey Goose a night. At least. That's not including the Coronas he orders. That's not including the Budweisers he orders. That's not including the other alcohol, the wines.
Wow.
He drinks heavily.
Daddy's not sober. I can prove it. How, I have no idea because that's not true. And, you know, just selling me out on this fame and fortune ticket.
Around 9:15 p.m., cops took Ted away in handcuffs. Janae was also...
All right, yeah, they were both taken into custody and released. No one was charged. Today, I guess, it was announced that his handler or promoter or whatever has canceled all appearances for Ted. Ted's going to go away for a while, maybe rehab it for a bit. So there you go. That's your first feel-good story of 2011. Doesn't seem like it's turning out so well. Moving on, I've got a short clip here. This is from a commercial for some sort of, like, plywood wholesaler or something. I don't know.
Save me a nickel, save me a dime.
Wait, what? What was that?
Save me a nickel, save me a dime.
Save me a...
Save me a nickel, save me a dime. Jack's Bark and Plywood, they do it every time.
Huh.
Save me a nickel, save me a dime.
Save me a nickel. I have a couple other random audio clips here. If anyone has information about this guy, please... email me. I would love to hear more from him. This is sort of a video compilation of short clips from an angry drunk father. Here are some of his quotes.
They're fucking walking shit all over me. You little prick. You think that's fucking funny? Bullshit. Ass wipe. Dickhead. Fuck you. Shut the fuck up. There's no fucking joke about it. You think that's funny? I can't fucking see.
It's kind of funny that you're blind, yes.
You think that's funny? I can't fucking see? You are being an asshole! When am I gonna get my first rabbit? Who's the retard pissing shit? Your big fucking troublemaking mouth. Fucking know-it-all of nothing. Cause your dad don't know nothing, he's a retard.
Your dad don't know nothing, he's a retard.
Cause your dad don't know nothing, he's a retard.
Retard.
Get in a car and go to the store and get milk and cigarettes. Yeah, you're not laughing now, are you?
No, that's serious business, going to the store for milk. The final clip I wanted to share with you today is from the season finale of Hoarders, a program that I fell in love with a few years ago when the first episode premiered. I think the day after it aired, I was all over that shit telling you guys about it. Hoarders, for those of you who don't know, is a program all about people who hoard, people who have just insane amount of shit in their house, like filthy, filthy people. They're their houses are just... I can't describe to you how filthy and cluttered these homes are. Today, I've got an example of probably the most extreme case, and this is from the season finale. This is Glenn. Glenn has a few pets in the house.
I'm Glenn, self-employed businessman.
Okay, that means he's unemployed. I'm a self-employed businessman, and I can barely feed myself macaroni and cheese.
Some people get really attached to animals like, you know, dogs, cats. They're not people. We think of pet rats.
Yeah, okay, first of all, I apologize for the shitty quality of the audio, but this is the only copy I could get. And second of all, yes. He mentioned that, you know, a lot of people have dogs or cats as pets, but not many people have rats. You can see where this is going, right?
Some people say, oh, what would you ever want a rat for? Just don't knock until you try it. They're extremely agile, highly intelligent, and have distinctive personalities. They're cool.
Oh, Glenn.
But I readily admit that I have way too many rats.
Yeah, he actually started out with a sane number of rats, maybe like 4 or 5 rats, which still seems like a lot to me, but whatever. Then tragedy struck when the rats escaped.
I believe there were 2 females and 1 male. They were caged at one time and managed to get out, shoot a hole through the wall, got into the walls, and that was that.
The rest, as they say, is history. So a couple of female rats, 1 male rat got out into the walls, A couple of weeks later, boom, he has 200 rats running around his house. 200 is his estimate, by the way, which is a lot of rats running around. He never tracked them down and put them in cages. He just lets them run around the house.
They soon became many. They're in furniture, in drawers, up in the ceiling, in the walls, in the mattresses.
Yeah. Yes, they're in the mattresses, in the walls, everywhere.
Oh, man. They're everywhere.
He just dumps food onto the floor, and the rat, it's like Willard, and the rats just all come and start eating. Now, here's the thing. The one thing you should know about animal hoarders is they always lowball the figure of animals they own. You know what I mean? Like, if a woman says, I probably have 15 or 20 cats running around, that means... she has probably 75 to 100 in the house. This guy says he has 200 rats. That's his estimate. By the end of the episode, spoiler alert, we find out that number is close to 2,000. He's got 2,000 rats. And the whole episode is of people just pretty much demolishing this guy's house because they have to get into the walls, get all of the rats... many of them are like sick and dead. One of them has like intestines coming out of its stomach and stuff. And this guy is destroyed about having to kill or euthanize one of them. They have it set up so all of these rats are going to be brought to a shelter or sold or something. But yeah. Yeah, something just horrible happened to this guy's life, I guess, which made him the crazy rat man. His wife died unexpectedly when she was 39. I guess she had a heart condition. He was very upset about that. And I think the deal was he didn't want to be left alone in that house. So he got a pet or a couple thousand pets. Could you imagine, though? I mean, that's sort of comforting, you know, going to sleep at night, having your face fucking chewed off. There is a point where he does talk about how he can't sleep in the house because, you know, he wakes up with rats pulling at his hair and stuff. But yeah, like when you go to sleep at night and you hear like rats in the walls, you know you're not alone, I guess. It's a little comforting. I don't know what the hell is going on in that man's free little head. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not yet Sideshow, remember, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. $5 a month or $50 a year, that's all it'll take. It's a reoccurring membership, so you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and videocasts. Tomorrow's program will be exclusive. Yesterday's program was such a fun extended show. I think I ended up doing like nearly 25 minutes of bonus show. Played a new mashup from Corey, a new Bader, Just lots of fun stuff. Oh my god, and a strip club DJ came through with a new Timmy Boo clip. I really wish I would have played it for everyone because you need to hear it. It was like a prayer line, and they got talking about Timmy's colon. The guy was talking about, God healing my colon and touching it with his hand or something. It was really bizarre and hilarious. If you want to hear it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Real quick, I'm so excited about this Distorted View merchandise. It's finally going to happen, I promise you. As a matter of fact, I've been talking to a printer for a very unique item. You know, most podcasts or shows or bands or whatever, they'll sell t-shirts. And I'll have a couple different designs. I think we're going to start out with two different designs. And thank you so much to Bill from Bohemian Zen for helping me out with that. So we're going to have a couple t-shirts, and I think you guys are going to love the designs. They're so fun. They're not. It doesn't just say Distorted View. As a matter of fact, it doesn't say Distorted View anywhere on the t-shirt, which I don't know how wise that is as a marketing tool. You know what I mean? But I wanted something that you guys would like to wear and wasn't obviously, you know, just some sort of, you know, cheap advertisement for Distorted View, because that's kind of lame, right? So it's not just a logo or anything like that. No. I went all out. And I got Bill, who is an amazing cartoonist, to create. And he did the DV Tranny logo. So he designed some stuff. And so along with the t-shirts, I came up with a very unique item that I think you guys are going to like. It's just a fun thing. It's a little fun thing. But I don't think anyone else has done this yet, really. So be on the lookout for that in the next couple weeks. I think we'll be launching the products. It's going to be a limited run. So, you know, when they're sold out, they're sold out. And I probably will bring them back eventually after they do sell out. But, you know, I mean, it's taken, 6 years for me to launch one t-shirt. So who knows when I will, finally get stuff reprinted. But yeah, I think the t-shirts are going to be like $18, plus, you know, just a few bucks for shipping and handling. I'm not going to charge a lot for that. So it'll probably be like $20 altogether. Which is not a bad deal for a t-shirt. They're really cool. And $10 for this other thing. And then I might do like a mug. I'm not sure. I want to do one more product. I'm not exactly sure what that's going to be. But it'll be a similar design. Or, you know, same artwork as on the t-shirt or something. I don't know exactly what's going to go on with that. But so yeah, next couple weeks we'll have some Distorted View merchandise for you. You can spread the distortion that way. I think you guys will enjoy the, stupid products I have for you lined up. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Australia. Police believe a mother stabbed two of her children and then set her house on fire during a family dispute that killed all four people inside the home on Sunday. Yes. She's on fire. You knew it was coming, right? She's on fire. My baby's on fire. Police revealed today that those killed in the blaze were a 36-year-old mother and her three children, an 18-year-old woman, a girl, 13, and a boy, 11. The bodies of the 18-year-old woman and 11-year-old boy suffered wounds consistent with being stabbed with a sharp object. The eldest daughter's boyfriend saw her bleeding heavily.
I tell her to buy Playtex tampons. You know why?
No, she wasn't bleeding from the pussy. This is an injury, for Christ's sakes.
Playtex is a comfortable tampon, and it has a plastic applicator instead of cardboard. I think that's important.
It's only important if you are alive. The woman in this news story is dead. Very, very dead. So shut up. All right, yes, the eldest daughter's boyfriend saw her bleeding heavily after a fight with her mother moments before the house erupted in flames. A Victoria Police spokeswoman said no suspects were sought over the fire, which tore through the Southern Road property at about 4 p.m. on Sunday. In a statement released this afternoon, police said the eldest daughter, who lived in Skye, had gone to her mother's house with her 19-year-old partner shortly before the fire broke out. The mother had led her daughter into the back door of the house, but prevented her boyfriend from entering. The boyfriend saw the mother and her daughter arguing and unsuccessfully tried to enter the house before seeking help from a neighbor. When he returned to the house, he saw his girlfriend bleeding heavily. He again tried to break in, but was unsuccessful. A fire, which is thought to have started in the kitchen, then ripped through the house. Police are awaiting forensic reports to determine the cause of the fire. However, an accelerant was used to start the blaze, and police have deemed it suspicious. Yes. The arson and explosive squad will now prepare a brief for the coroner. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Kansas City. By the time the Grain Valley parents heard their four-month-old child scream, like, you know, nothing good could come from this news story with that first sentence. Yes. By the time the Grain Valley parents heard their four-month-old child scream, they were too late. The family's ferret had attacked the boy and chewed off... Sorry. This shit's funny. The family's ferret had attacked the boy and chewed off nearly all of the infant's fingers. Only the child's two thumbs and part of a pinky finger... Oh, he looks like he's doing that thing that surfers do. Like, all the fingers are gone, only the thumb and the pinky remain. You know how they do that thing? What does that mean? Hang ten, dude. Cowabunga. They shake their thumb and their pinky. I don't know what that's called. The incident was reported at about 2:30 a.m. Monday. The baby is being treated at a hospital. Why would you leave a fucking ferret out loose in the house? So stupid. Why would you own a ferret? The baby is being treated at a hospital and his condition was not available. An investigation is continuing. Where are we at here? Chief Aaron Ambrose said the child was asleep when his mother heard him scream and then raced to the room where he was sleeping. The father also heard the commotion, dashed into the room, grabbed the ferret, and flung it across the room, killing it. Investigators did not know if the ferret was left outside of its cage, nor did Ambrose know if other children were at the home. Quote, this is awful. A very, very unfortunate incident, he added. Mary Geiger, of the Ferret Awareness Club, really, says that ferrets are docile. Tell that to the fucking family of the child who just lost three fucking fingers. Geiger said ferrets are... Did you lose fingers on both hands? Or was it just one? Geiger said ferrets are docile, but should be placed in their cages at night. No fucking shit. Or when their owners are not home. Ferrets are curious animals who have acquired the taste for baby flesh! Dun dun dun! Yes, they are curious creatures, she said, and will get into everything, including fingers. They are several pounds of curiosity and mischief, Geiger said. It is such a rare, rare event for them to attack. Ferrets would only attack or bite if provoked. So what you're saying is it's the baby's fault. Though infrequent, similar attacks are not unprecedented in the Kansas City area. In February 2007, a rat was blamed for disfiguring a four-week-old girl's face. I think I remember reading that story. After it apparently crawled into her crib, the infant who was born prematurely... Goddamn kid can't catch a break, can she? Wore a heart and breathing monitor. The parents heard the monitor's alarm and saw the baby in a pool of blood. Her nose and part of her upper lip were gone. The parents found rat feces in the crib. Police think milk or formula that the baby spit up attracted the rat. So much gross about that story. Alright, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Gainesville, Florida. A 29-year-old woman was arrested Saturday after she allegedly doused her boyfriend's genitals with gasoline and then set him on fire.
He's on fire! His cock is on fire!
Victoria Altania Bynes, or something, was charged in Citra with aggravated battery and was taken to the Marion County Jail, where she was released on $10,000 bond. Her boyfriend, Andrew Williams, was transported to Shands at the University of Florida in Gainesville with serious injuries of the cock and ball variety. His condition Sunday was unknown. No doubt, though, he's been screaming, just kill me! Because I would, too, if I lost my balls. Dick. According to Marion County Sheriff reports, Bynes went to Helen Marie Colding's home off Northeast 18th Avenue looking for Williams, her boyfriend. Colding is Williams' mother, and mother and son live at the same address. Bynes reportedly told Colding that your son has some explaining to do and left angry. Bynes then went to the home of Timothy Lewis. Timothy Lewis Galloway. Galloway told police, who he called to his home, that Bynes had come there and a fight broken out between her and Williams. Galloway said that Bynes threw a liquid on Williams and then lit him on fire. When deputies arrived at the scene, Williams, who smelled of gasoline, was kneeling in the yard covered in a blanket. He had second and third degree burns on his genitals and torso. Williams could not respond because he was in pain. Yeah. Deputies called for emergency medical services, which transported Williams to Shan. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. This is your opportunity to speak to me. What a treat for you, an honor.
Hey, Tim, Tone Duck Sean here.
Yes?
What fucking show are these fucking morons think they're listening to? They want you to read mainstream news? I don't fucking listen to Distorted View to hear about fucking what Congress is doing. I don't
no,
even want to know what
I don't care about that
do.
Either.
I know they're fucking up my life. That's all I know. I don't need... You telling me about it or anybody else?
Yeah, I can barely tell you about it. I'm clueless with this stuff.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead from Seattle.
Hello.
And I just wanted to call to say I think that you should steer clear of serious news stories and just stick with the stories that
yes.
don't matter. It's what we love so much about Distorted View, I would
know.
Say. Also, just to weigh my opinion in, not that it matters, not that you care, but I like the old intro better than the new intro. But that's it.
Well, you're the first person to say that.
Hey, it's the window licker. I've come to terms that I'm going to start giving you money all year instead of just doing the $50 a year.
Okay.
Because
whatever works for you works for me. Thank you, window licker.
Hey, Tim, your commentary on the lottery reminded me of someone I knew back in college. He was a big advocate of the lottery, but not for reasons that you would suspect. He didn't think that you actually had a ghost of a chance of winning or anything like that. He liked the fact that minorities were deliberately targeted in the marketing, and he considered the lottery a very efficient means of keeping minorities poor. Because people would be spending
That's
their
right.
money on lottery tickets instead of actually trying to invest.
Keeping poor people down. I like that.
Oh, hey. Queer Justin from Canada, longtime Sideshow Freak. Just listened to your recent Thursday show, and I just wanted to make a point about something. I thought it really cute that you were trying to tell real-world news there, Timmy.
Cute.
You know what? I love it when you experiment and bring new things into the show, but I'm going to say, not your thing. just a note to the people who want you to tell real-world news. They can go right and, you know,
yes,
fuck off.
Yes, there are so many outlets for real news.
Jagoo, Tim, this is Taco Ninja Joe.
He thought it was cute that I was trying to read real news.
Jagoo, Tim, this is Taco Ninja Joe. I called in before.
Where are you from, Taco Ninja Joe? Because there used to be a place in Columbus called Taco Ninja, and it was delicious.
Jagoo, Tim, this is...
They'd come to your house. When they delivered your food, they would come in ninja outfits, and they'd have throwing star tortilla chips or something.
Taco Ninja Joe, I called in before
campus.
About the deaf guy that I had sex with, and you told me that I should have sex with him again
and record it.
Record
yes,
the sound
sounds
they
like
make.
Something I would say.
The really sad thing is I thought about that before the first time, and he didn't really make any noises, so that
no.
kind of sucks, and I'm sorry that I can't contribute.
Even when he came?
But I also wanted to call you to tell you that that's not the first time that I thought about you during sex.
Oh.
Like, besides the obvious, you know,
yeah.
wanting you so hard. But there was a guy I had sex with once, and he totally used the term boy pussy.
Oh,
and
no.
the only thing I could hear in my head was you going, "Rape my boy brother," and yet I was still able to finish. So
yes,
yeah, I think I want to rape your boy pussy.
Boy pussy, right. boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy, boy pussy.
All right, thank you, boy pussy.
Jimmy Boo, what it do? This is former and as of 5 minutes ago, current Sideshow member.
Yay!
Boy pussy. Boy.
Your voicemail got nostalgic. No. And to sign up again.
Thank you.
And I figured you out, man. I've got you pegged. See, what you do is you starvd.com content. You can even get your fucking holiday counter straight. Yeah, there's the forums, but whatever the fuck ever. And then I log into superfreaksideshow.com, and it's so pretty and new and updated and full of life and content for distortion.
That's right. That's because I care about my paying members more than I care about the freeside people.
Jagoo, Tim. This is your Jewish Sideshow member from Florida.
Yes.
I just want to ask you one question.
Boy, pussy.
What's the biggest dick you've ever sucked? That's all.
I don't know. I don't do that. Come on now. Guys, grow up.
That's him as a Sideshow.
I'm a man. I suck pussy. You should ask me the longest clit I've ever sucked on.
I can't
pull that off, can I?
I just wanted to weigh in on the Bunny Crush mashup. I actually think that thing sucks. Nothing to do with the Bunny Crush audio. Bunny Crush audio is fucking hilarious. But the mashup is just stupid. He plays the song and then triggers the sample. Like, that's not a mashup. That's just a... not even a remix. It's just a mix.
Right, someone unhappy with the
Bunny Crush
remix.
Bunny Crush audio.
But he loves the Bunny Crush audio.
Hey, Tim.
I can't make any of you freaks happy.
Hey, Tim. This is the white man up in Alaska.
Yes.
And I heard somebody calling up wondering where the Spiral Hamfucker was. Well, I think we all are. And we probably all miss him. And the reason he stopped calling was you wanted some fresh blood or new blood in the voicemail segment of your show. So,
is that why
I think
you
took that so literally.
You can call back against Spiral Hamfucker. You're allowed
Timmy
to
Boo,
call.
Timmy Boo, what it do? Lusty Butts. Calling you. Two things. First is, if you want your poop to be harder, eat more fiber.
Yes.
Eat less greasy shit. Looking at pictures of you, I can't imagine you eat too terribly healthy, but yeah. Work on some healthier stuff. Couple of veggies, perhaps. Maybe a few less cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. Second thing, done with Spider-Man. Done with him. He can go. You're dismissed. Yeah. All right, that's it for me.
Yeah, he's been good. He hasn't called in the last few days. I'm very happy about that. I love Spider, don't get me wrong, but every day he was calling into mine. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-GOD-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D-D.
Oi, pussy. Oi, pussy. Oi, pussy.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be an exclusive one. We'll also see you back tomorrow for the Friday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, Roboto.